The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kobe and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space cadets, space birds, space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin,
or space
who
birds.
Just got their space merch from the station. So I guess that's the plug going out right away. If you have not signed up for our crew club yet to get these sweet t-shirts, you need to get over to the website and do that. It's irockspaceradio.com. And right there on the bottom, boop, join our crew club. We want you to rep the station wherever you go in this super sweet. And they're really soft. They're like nice t-shirts.
I don't know how many times I've washed this thing. It fits so nice.
Yeah, I know. They do. I actually have one from like way, way, way original first line of merchandise. And it had a big irockspace radio on the back too. But it's too big, so I don't wear that one very often. Anyway, we are on. Oh yeah, you have it too, huh? Maybe it's that size.
It's all about who you know.
Well, so there you go. You don't know what you're going to get. You could get one with the extra logo on the back or not.
Life is
this
like
is episode 9. What did you say?
You see, you never know what you're going to get. So I said, life is like a box of radio swag.
You know, there are those chocolates that are in the shape of planets. Have you seen them?
I have seen them and I want them so bad.
They look good.
Do you know the fancy ones?
They're really fancy. Beautiful.
It's almost a shame to eat them.
Yeah. Exactly. They were giving them out as like goodie bag things at the IAC conference in Paris this week. I saw some people posting. Nice.
I would love to go there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Start us off.
Yeah, we're on episode 9. What element is that again? I even said it to you guys yesterday and I can't remember now.
Fluorine.
Yes, now it's all washing back. Actually, that was this morning, wasn't it, that we talked about this? We are inspired by, so the episode is fluorine. And I'm going to tell everybody what this episode is going to be about. And it's based on, basically, I did some freelance work for a company that was debunking conspiracies and myths about fluoride, which is from fluorine. And we were like, oh, let's do a conspiracy episode. So that's what this one is going to be, loosely tied into fluorine. So fun fact science with Kavi, do you have any fluorine facts for us?
Fluorine. I mean, the simplest
alliteration.
The simplest fact to go with would be the difference between fluorine and fluoride, and it's just one electron. Fluoride just has one extra electron, which makes it negatively charged instead of neutrally charged, but otherwise they're practically the same thing, and weirdly, not a single mammal or organism on Earth has any reason to consume fluorine or fluoride, but we've found that is extremely useful for producing enamel growth in our teeth, and it is super useful for that purpose.
And that is actually my freelance work, how I started learning a little bit about fluoride, and the discovery of it was this guy who went to I don't remember what country, but there is an unusually large amount of fluoride in their drinking water to the point where they're getting like too much enamel on their teeth. And their teeth built up like way too much. But he was like, huh, there's something about this that if we give it in like little quantities, perhaps it will help us. And the reason that that organization exists is because comically, my boyfriend, his favorite, most favorite movie ever is Dr. Strangelove. And I don't know if you remember, there's a part in Dr. Strangelove where he's like the fluoride is like, you know, ruining potency or something like that. It's the governor or the general that's like always chewing gum. And he's like kind of like conspiracy theory freaked out in that movie. Great movie. Fun fact, fluoride done. Science, actually, what do you got for us today?
This episode, our fluorine episode, is going to air on October 8th. So, happy October 8th birthday to Robert Rowe Gilruth, who was an engineer for Mercury and Gemini and Apollo missions, and he even developed the X-1 plane that first broke the sound barrier.
Oh, wow.
And happy astronaut birthday to Janice E. Voss, who is a veteran of 5 shuttle flights.
She's from my town.
She is? Well, yeah. Go tell her happy birthday and ask her what it was like to dock with Mir. Yeah. Oh, well, then you could have done that. And also, happy birthday to Carlos Noriega, who flew on 2 shuttle missions, and he also docked with Mir. And fun trivia fact, he is the only astronaut from Peru.
Ooh.
Well, he's a Peruvian American and a lieutenant colonel in the United States Marine Corps, and from there became an astronaut. But he's the only guy who's ever been to space who was born in Peru.
Wow. Interesting. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Janice Voss died not too terribly long ago, but she has a special exhibit in our kids' museum. And her family donated her spacesuit and stuff in that exhibit. And then all her mission patches are on the wall and stuff like that. And yeah, you can design your own patch. So I was like, I was just really excited. I knew that. So myths in space, or I guess conspiracies in space, seem to be, I don't know. It's like there are certain things that just, they don't go away. And I don't know if you guys have the same frustration sometimes that I have when you're watching like a live stream of a launch, or, oh, say it's like a Falcon rocket landing, and right as it's about to touch down, it goes cut, cut, cut. It cuts out for a second, and then suddenly it's there on the ship, and you're like, this is how it keeps the rumors perpetuating. I feel that it's like there's not enough, I don't know, not enough people who are first-handedly seeing these things, that these myths just keep persisting. And I have a list from space.com of the top 25 space conspiracies, and I am dead serious. I don't know if we're even going to get through the first 10, because these are like the doozies of space conspiracies, and they're heartbreaking almost in their own way. So we're going to talk organized? About that. I think this is a very subjective organization by the author of like which ones are the worst, like worst to least worst.
Ooh, okay.
So, but we're going to go through the list from one down, because some of them, like, let me just kind of pull, like, number 8 is that one of the moons of Saturn, Iapetus, is an alien death star. You know, so, like, I kind of feel like as we go down, they're going to get a little more obscure. So I kind of want to start with the big ones, because people are going to understand it a little bit more than maybe some of the, the random ones as we get down to 25. as one of my favorite quotes by Carl Sagan is that the scientific method, much like democracy, is not perfect, but it is one of the best systems that we have. And so I truly believe in the method of the scientific process of disproving itself. And so we're going to look at some of these big conspiracies that we're going to have fun with this one. I also have a friend who might be listening to this show, Steve, who does a lot of sidewalk astronomy with me. And he has been getting, are you talking about Benjamin also? And his hate, that's right. So we got some people who are getting a lot of hate here.
We've got a lot of hate.
Wow.
A lot of hate. Yeah, well, that's Benjamin, right.
People hate him.
Oh, no. Thanks. Okay. So, well, first of all, to Steve, he posts pictures of like Jupiter and Saturn, and people are literally attacking him and telling him he is part of a cover-up from NASA. Like, he's employed by NASA to help cover up. Benjamin has also gotten a little bit of flack on some of his pictures that he's been posting lately.
Oh, yeah. If you are a science communicator, or a sci-commer for short, no matter what you post, there's someone out there. Let's just call them a wackadoo. There's a wackadoo out there who thinks that you are helping NASA, a massive international spy agency. You're helping them cover up the truth. And what is the truth? No one will tell you, because it's a secret, but somehow they know. And you're just promoting some weird anti-science, aliens are real narrative thing. So every time I post something, it's why are we wasting money on this? We should be feeding people, building schools, and you're just working for NASA, the giant spy agency.
Right.
I'm like, wow, your complaint just evolved.
There's two things to totally unpack in that comment, right? Too, honestly. Like, I mean, we could do a whole episode on why space exploration matters, and we're not going to do that this episode. We'll do that another one. This one is about how NASA is not a spy agency for the most part. And so, like, you know, thank you for bringing that up. Sorry, my brain, obviously I call myself Space Case Sarah for a reason. But I guess we should probably segue into our first break, and then we will come back and we will hit this list of the top 25 space conspiracies.
Yes.
I am Space Case Sarah 22 on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all the social medias. Gentlemen.
Fun fact. Oh.
Yeah.
At Fun Fact Science on all of the good procrastination apps, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, Tumblr, YouTube, Reddit. LinkedIn. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I too have a science actually page on LinkedIn, so la-di-da. And you can find me on Science Actually or Actually Science on Facebook and on TikTok and on Instagram. And that's it.
Yeah, you know, and this reminds me of one of your comments. You really should sack your writer for your
that
page.
That guy's a Muppet.
You should just sack him, because I don't know who's doing your writing, but he knows nothing.
To be fair, the people that complain also have beautiful vocabularies, and I love that I was called a Muppet today. I love that I was asked to be sacked. It's a very Monty Python-ish type of complaint.
So it was, yeah.
So I tip my hat to you, Mr. NASA is a spy agency guy. Well done.
This was one of the comments to our listeners, by the way, that he got on one of his meme pictures. Someone was like, you need to sack your writers. That guy's a Muppet. And I was so close to being like, all right, Benjamin, you got to fire yourself now. Like, where's this team of writers?
I was just picturing, like, yeah, like a single writer in a back room somewhere in Benjamin's house. And it's like literally Kermit the Frog saying, I don't think that was very nice. Like,
well done.
But yeah, the Monty Python.
They're just like throws all his papers in the air. I'm done.
Come on, Miss Piggy, we're going.
Oh my god. All right, well, you're listening to the Space Case Sarah Show with me, Space Nerds, and that is an understatement, Benjamin and Coffee, here on iRock Space Radio.